This is Ozarks at Large, and on this Friday edition, we conclude our series of poems read by writers from a creative writing class at Fayetteville High School. Last week, I was invited to Linda Brothers' class and heard each of the students read a poem with the theme, Nature as Third Place. The poems were written in conjunction with the Poetivity arm of the Artisphere Festival presented by Walton Arts Center. During my visit, each of the students discussed writers they admired and felt had influenced them in some way. Linda Brothers, the teacher of the class, has posters of two of her favorite writers on the wall, Bob Dylan and Jack Kerouac.
Kerouac in particular, of the Beat Generation, he was Catholic and bisexual, so that made him a dichotomy and something that warred inside of him. He supported the Vietnam War during the Beat Generation when all of his, you know, peers and compadres did not support the Vietnam War. He was a but the voice, there is something about the way that he saw things, and frankly, like him, you know, the only ones for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live. And I think that poetry especially is one of the ways that the mad ones are able to connect.
Other writers mentioned by students included Shel Silverstein and Ben Nichols, a songwriter in the band Lucero. For Henry Hansen, a graduating senior at FHS, inspiration comes from not necessarily a single writer.
I take a lot of inspiration from music, you know, like I don't think anybody would who writes poetry. But I actually draw a lot from hip-hop music, like word choice in hip-hop music, it's phenomenal, you know, and it's easy to draw things out of that really inspire you because I have like so many literary devices in like two lines, it's like just, you know, because they have to have the flow, and I listen to hip-hop every day, and like, I mean, I'll write something every day because of that, so it's really helped me a lot.
Henry wrote one of the poems inspired by the Nature is Third Place theme. This week, we've heard other students' work about a swimming hole, a cavern in the Ozark Bluffs, and a coffee shop. For Henry, the third place is always with him.
21st century American transcendentalist. Deep within my mind, there's this place where thoughts swirl through my brain as if I were an aqueduct. Infinite ideas collide like sand and tide. This place is what I want it to be. A beach chair by the sea, a Hyperborea-esque land beyond the north winds where sunshine never thins. Concepts blossom into abstract shapes as I sit still, pondering, wandering through never-ending meadows or busy business districts. I'm a creator, crafting this place like a dream weaver night knitting.
Henry Hansen reading his poem that was inspired by Nature as the Third Place and written in conjunction with the Artisphere Festival that continues through the end of the month. It merges art and nature. As far as inspirations for their writing, each of the students in Ms. Brothers' class said they were inspired by each other and their teacher, and they complimented fellow student Henry Hansen for his ability to offer honest critiques of their work.
Henry just flat out says, look, this, excuse my language, but this sucks, so you need to go back, fix it, and make it sound better. So he just basically tells it how it is, and it's kind of refreshing to actually get a real viewpoint from that, from someone.
If I could pick just one person to get critiques from out of this class, it would definitely be Henry.
Oh,
I've gotten
no doubt.
So much help from him in almost pretty much all of my work that I've brought to the table. I look at his advice and it's perfect. It helps so much. And
whichever creative writing program gets Henry, they're getting a treasure.
The members of Linda Brothers' creative writing class talked to me last week at Fayetteville High School. The Northwest Arkansas Writing Project, which helps teachers become better writers, helped develop and present the Poetivity portion of the Artisphere Festival. This is Ozarks at Large.